Every August, the Mount Isa Mines Rotary Rodeo draws in tens of thousands. It's the Southern Hemisphere's biggest rodeo, and for visitors, it offers up an exciting weekend of outback action. And it's a great excuse to visit Northwest Queensland, a region bursting with fascinating characters, prehistoric history, and natural wonders that will take your breath away. As I mentioned, Mount Isa is a great launching pad, and when you get here, I suggest going straight to its fantastic visitor info centre called Outback at Isa.
Now, Kylie, when you arrive in the Isa, this is pretty much where you need to head.
Absolutely. Outback at Isa is the one-stop shop, really, for everything that you need to do in town. We have got our art gallery here. We've also got our gift shop, of course, a beautiful cafe, and we've got two museums on site as well. So we've got the Riversleigh Fossil Centre, and we've also got the Isa Experience, which is the mining history of Mount Isa.
And the good thing is you've got the real deal in terms of the miners, and the people that are here have actually lived it.
Absolutely. All our guides, we pride ourselves on our guides being working. Some of them do it on their days off, a lot of them do it voluntary, and that's where you get the characters. They're the salt of the earth, literally. They're fantastic. Yeah, it really makes a tour.
That is certainly true. Our guide today is Steve, a bloke who's worked the mines since he was 18.
This is a little four-man cage. If you're desperate and small enough, six of you could get in there.
Steve's showing me around the Isa Experience, which tells the city's mining history, from the discovery of lead ore in 1923 to the present day, where the town boasts the largest underground mine in the country.
With the advancement of mining, our cage, our big cage at R62 in town here, that can carry 92 men per deck. There's two decks. So at the start of the shift, 184 men can go down to work in one go.
Instead of four.
Instead of four.
The main attraction is the Hard Times Mine, which gives visitors the chance to head underground.
It is dark down there, so if there's any young ladies here feeling nervous, please stand next to me. This will jerk a bit, but it's all right. Ready?
There's 1.2 kilometres of tunnels to explore down here. There's no doubt about it, this is the real deal.
There are some things in life you never think you're going to get to do, and I think this might be one of them.
Here we go. This is a handheld mining machine. These have been around for, I guess on my part, 60 or more years. This is a one-man job. The old days would be two men.
One woman job, we can do it. All right.
Money for
nothing. That'd be a long day, wouldn't it?
Money for nothing.
Steve, I can't imagine anyone better to come underground with, because mining has been your life.
It has, since I was 18. So, I've been 43 years underground, and I'm going to say I enjoy every minute.
That's very impressive, Steve.
Yeah, what we're going to get you to do, Victoria, is just do a couple of little laps with that. I'll clear the area.
You might want to clear the whole mine.
It's authentic. It's the real deal. And that's what I like about this tour.
I think it's fantastic that the tourists can come and see what actually happens in real life.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many older blokes, the retired miners, come back. Yeah, a little bit, is this going to be the real thing when we get down here? Everyone to a man has said, what a great experience. And they come back here mainly to show their kids or grandchildren what they used to do.
For many, the highlight of the tour is feeling the earth move with the simulated blasting of the drill face.
Sorry about that, folks.